With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Explosions in Beirut and multiple parts of Lebanon and an apparent second wave of detonations of electronic devices.
Hezbollah's Al-Mana TV reported explosions in multiple areas of Lebanon, saying they were the result of walkie-talkies detonating. Meanwhile, the UN human rights chief is calling for an independent probe into the mass explosions from detonating pages in Lebanon and Syria. Volker Türk said in a statement, "The fear and terror unleashed is profound," and urged world leaders to step up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The pagers belong to Muslim terrorists. Also at SRNnews.com, a former U.S. presidential candidate is in Israel, where the country just concluded a major counter-terror strike against terror group Hezbollah.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says the story of Israel's pager attack against Hezbollah will resonate long beyond this week's news cycle.
This is the stuff that will go down in history.
In fact, Burgum tells the Salem Radio Network it may be the most successful counter-terrorist attack ever.
In terms of its precision of hitting the people you want to hit and having the least amount of collateral damage.
Hezbollah has been firing rockets into northern Israel almost daily since last year's October 7th attack by Hamas. Bob Agner reporting.
Federal Reserve cut its prime interest rate by a half point on Wednesday, something that was expected. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jay Powell said it was the right move.
We know that it is time to recalibrate our policy to something that is more appropriate given the progress on inflation and on employment, moving to a more sustainable level.
It's the closest the bank has come in enacting and easing a cycle before an election in nearly half a century, and it comes as the Harris campaign honeymoon period fizzles out. This is SRN News. Lawmakers are thinking about the next pandemic.
The House has passed a measure that would require Senate approval of any agreement between this country and the World Health Organization on how to handle another coronavirus situation. Conservatives don't want an international agency deciding what the U.S. can and can't do to address a major public health emergency. As the pandemic played out in 2020 and 2021, the WHO demanded the countries close churches and restrict various individual freedoms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign's annual Queer Trans Scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the queer trans agenda. But lately, there's been resistance from parents and also from citizen groups. Bud Light was boycotted after it teamed up with a guy posing as a woman, and Target's been censored as well for allowing men in women's bathrooms. This is SRN News. Florida Republican Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna says she's the object of a very serious shooting threat, and she blames rhetoric from the left. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Luna said in a statement Wednesday, quote, "Over the last few weeks, I've received an increasing number of threats and doxing attacks. An online page was encouraging strangers to send threatening packages to my home. This weekend, it escalated to a very serious shooting threat, and we're taking every necessary step to ensure the safety of my family, staff, and our district." She said law enforcement was actively investigating the matter and that her office would provide updates. Luna said the threat against her came hours before former President Trump's second assassination attempt on Sunday. She added that Democrats, quote, "keep directing hatred and violence toward Republicans, but the GOP will never stop fighting for our great country and ensure those who feel unheard have a voice in Washington." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police in New York City are releasing surveillance video of two people who stole a subway train and took it on a joyride. More details at SRNnews.com.